بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, your brothers and sisters, my young friends, dear visitors, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This year, I think it would be fair to say that we have gotten used to various types of weather warnings, especially snow warnings. So we have heard of snowfall warnings and blowing snow warnings and snow squall warnings. We had the issue with ice, of course. Now for the first time, and I think a very long time, we are having a rainfall warning. And I think the kids are happy that today is not really a snow day, but it's a rain day, but it's almost the same thing. So there was danger for, the school board thought that there was danger with regards to the buses in terms of ice and possible flooding on some side streets. So buses were canceled. So mashallah, we have many of our children here today with us. There was concern about damage to homes. So you were hearing and reading stories in newspapers and the media about how to deal with damage that could be caused because of the rain or the melting snow. There's also concern about flooding in basements. And basically, we have too much water for the ground to absorb, because, mashallah, we've had so much snow, which of course needs to melt, and then we have all this rain coming on top of it as well. And subhanallah, you see, just on the other side, on the other side of this continent, California has been seeing the driest weather in about 400 years. So here we have this situation where there's too much water, and just on the same continent, a few hours flight towards the west, and there's not enough water. And like I said, it's been the driest weather in some 400 years. And this is a serious drought that has been affecting in California, in some parts of California, that has been affecting the farming industry. And as we know, many of our fruits and vegetables that we enjoy in the winter time come from the south, from places such as California. And there have been water warnings, but water conservation warnings, so people can preserve and conserve water so that there's enough to go around. And they've had almost a straight year with very little rain, almost no rain. On February 1st of this year, over 1,000 Muslims in the Bay Area, particularly in San Francisco, gathered together in a field, a county fairground, to offer Salat al-Istisqa, which is the rain prayer. And this is a sunnah of the Prophet, a tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in times of drought, when there was a need for rain, the Muslims would be gathered and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lead them in two raka'at of prayer, in two units of prayer with loud recitation. Some say that this could occur at any time during the day when prayer is permissible. Others say that this would be at the time of the Eid Salah, which is in the morning. And then he would give a khutbah, a sermon afterwards, and then he would make dua for rain. He would supplicate for rain. And in this particular prayer, it is known that he would really raise his hands very, very high so that his armpits would be visible. So this prayer in the Bay Area in San Francisco was planned weeks in advance, when there was no rain in the forecast. So the salah was offered, and as I mentioned, over 1,000 people participated in this prayer outside in the sun with blue skies, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for relief from the drought. And subhanallah, the very next day, they experienced the most rain of the 2014 rain season. And the rain season starts around October. And immediately the day after this prayer was held, there was quite a bit of a significant rainfall in the area. And a week later, they have experienced even more heavy rainfall, although it is still not enough for the drought to be over because it is very, very dry there. So whether it's the rain that comes after this salah, this prayer, which is done for rain in California, or whether it is the heavy rainfall and potential damage that we are seeing or that we are thinking about today, for the believers, either of these, both of these, serve as a reason to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فيبسطه في السماء. That it is Allah who sends the winds and they stir the clouds and spread them in the sky. كيف يشاء, however He wills. Right? So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who commands the winds, and they are the ones who stir the clouds and they spread them in the sky however He wills. وَيَجْعَلُهُ كِسَفًا, and He makes them fragments. فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ, so you see them, you see the rain emerge from within them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes full credit for this. And He says that it is He who sends the winds. They are the ones who disperse the clouds and spread them in the sky, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. So they're not working on their own, but rather it's through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He is the one who makes them into fragments that break apart and go all over, and then you see the rain emerge from within them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions this as one of His signs. And He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً. And one of His signs is that you see the earth being inactive, as being dead. فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. But when we send down upon it rain, what happens? It is stirred to life and growth. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Indeed, He who has given it life is the giver of life to the dead. إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, He is over all things competent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all mentions that this life that we find in our surroundings, in our environment, in nature, which we are going to see very soon, inshallah, and everyone is hoping that winter is over and we have no more snowstorms after this. So this is the prelude to spring, inshallah. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an example of, that you see, look around outside, and the trees are dead. There's no leaves, there's no vegetation, except for the evergreens. All the other trees are gone. Nobody has, you know, vegetables growing in their outdoor gardens right now. There's no flowers, there's no tulips, there's nothing. Everything is absolutely gone and finished right now. But it is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is the one who sends rain upon it. And then what happens all of a sudden? Right? As they say, April showers, right? May flowers. So you see showers come down, and then all the blooming starts and it is brought back to life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a great sign for those who understand that if He can do this to the ground, why can't He, or in the same way rather, He will also resurrect the human beings as well on the day of resurrection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of such events. Now this type of weather, when we have, not necessarily this type of weather, but any type of weather event, is also a test of faith. Because you know, we're used to, of course, it's almost a cycle, right? So if you really need to know about the weather, so whether you're worried about how you're going to dress, or how you have to dress your children so that you're prepared, or if you need to walk outside, you check the weather forecast the night before, you check your app before you leave home, so that you are well prepared. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is related from him, that actually Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiallahu anhu, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in the Fajr prayer at Hudaybiyah after a rainy night. On completion of the prayer, he faced the people. So he completed the prayer and he turned around and he said, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ. That do you know what your Lord has said or what your Lord has revealed? So as was the habit of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they replied, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. That Allah and His Messenger know better. Meaning, you know, tell us, O Messenger of Allah, what was revealed. So he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَصْبَحَ مِنَ عِبَادِي مُؤْمِنٌ بِي وَكَافِرٌ. That in this morning, some of my servants remained as true believers, and some became non-believers. In this morning, some of my servants remained as true believers, and some became non-believers. Whoever said that the rain, which they had experienced, was due to the blessings and the mercy of Allah, had belief in me, and he disbelieves in the stars. And whosoever said that it rained because of a particular star had no belief in me, but believes in that star. Now, in the past, people would have different ways of forecasting, have different beliefs. So they would look at the stars and they would have some sort of, you know, predictions as to when it should rain or when it would not rain and so on and so forth. So when the rain came, the Prophet ﷺ is indicating that some people attributed it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were the ones who were the true believers. On the contrary, there were also other people who attributed that rain to other causes and believed these other causes to be the true reason for the rain to occur. And therefore, they disbelieved in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and instead believed in the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have employed for that rain to occur. So the true causer of any rain or snow or any storm or any weather event that comes is always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why, you know, there could be apparent causes, right? So when we hear the weather forecast, yes, it's a forecast. You know, we have a Texas low coming in, we have an Alberta clipper, we have the Arctic vortex, you know, you have all these, you know, very interesting sounding terms, right, that we hear that sound especially very exciting when there's an animated weather person doing the weather forecast. But yes, these may be means or reasons which may appear to be causing the weather. But at the end of the day, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is controlling all the clouds. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is causing all of this to happen. There could be other reasons as well. So for example, the actions of human beings. Right? So one of the reasons that people, you know, some of the experts may say that we are seeing such, you know, types of turbulence when it comes to our weather is because of global warming. Right now, of course, when it's really cold, the joke usually is, okay, where's global warming when you need it, right? Because it's really cold. But the changes in the weather that we find in the patterns, and especially the extreme weather in places where it was not experienced before. For example, you know, Hurricane Sandy on the eastern seaboard, especially in New York and New Jersey, some of the experts say that this may be because of global warming, right? It's because of the way human beings are using resources and the way we are misusing, rather, the nature and the tools that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So when we start seeing an increase in calamities, in difficulties, even if they're associated with weather, right? So for example, this year we say, okay, you know, we've seen bad winters before, but really, like, you know, ice after ice after ice, and then thawing and cold, and so much variation, which hasn't been associated in some, hasn't been seen, rather, in some time. When we start seeing these calamities or difficulties, once again, it's an opportunity for us to reestablish our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's where it always goes back to. As Allah tells us in the Quran, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Calamities have appeared, right? Or chaos or destruction has appeared on land and sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the reason, because of what the hands of the people have earned. Meaning that the human beings, the insan, the human beings have caused this for, to themselves, right? Are a reason for it, for its occurrence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes them taste some of what they did. So that they taste the result or the consequences of their actions. Why? In order that they may return. Return where? May return to Him. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Right? So this is, every time we come across a disturbance, a calamity, a difficulty, which, you know, people tend to blame, we tend to blame on Mother Nature, so-called. Right? You know, we say that, you know, or this is the reason why it's happening, or it's because of this, or because of that. At the end of the day, yes, it may very well be because of our actions. And we should think about those actions, but also we should think about connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Now, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a place where he would see, for example, clouds coming, he would get concerned, and we had discussed this before. If there was rain that fell, the Prophet ﷺ would make dua, and he would say, "Allahumma sayyiban nafi'an," that, "Oh Allah, make it pouring and beneficent." Right? Because the Prophet ﷺ was afraid that while the rest of the people would be celebrating or would be happy, especially in Arabia, because it was a very dry climate, so when they saw a cloud coming, they would be happy that there's some rain on the way. But the Prophet ﷺ would be concerned because it could be a type of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may be a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as has happened with past nations when they got happy, but instead it was a punishment, as with the people of Aad. Now it is also recorded from Aisha radiallahu anha that when the wind blew, right? Which is usually a prelude to rain coming. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua. He would say, "Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa khayra ma ursilat bih." That, O Allah, I ask you of its good. O Allah, I ask you of its good, the good that it contains, and the good with which it has been sent. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِن شَرِّهَا وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِن شَرِّهَا وَشَرِّ مَا فِيهَا وَشَرِّ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ بِهِ. And I seek refuge in you from its evil, the evil that it contains, and the evil with which it has been sent. Right? So this is a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and something that we should try to observe as well, that when we have, especially, you know, a weather event or something that is forecasted, and we know that it could be troubling, especially in those cases, but we could do it all the time. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa khayra ma ursilat bih wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha wa sharri ma ursilat bih. Kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Finally, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also told us something noteworthy about rain, and that is that when it rains, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that there are two du'as, or two types of supplications, or supplications made at two types of times, which will not be rejected. So one is the supplication after the adhan. Right? So after the call to prayer, when the call for prayer has been done, the adhan has been given, the du'a made at that time is one which will not be rejected. And the second one that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned was وَتَحْتَ الْمَطْرِ, and at the time of the rain. So the du'a made at the time of the rain has special value associated with it. And the Prophet ﷺ has indicated to us that this is a type of supplication or du'a that which will be, inshaAllah, not rejected. So we learn that such events, so such as today's weather, for example, even though it hasn't been too bad, alhamdulillah, but the warnings were there. So these serve as a reminder for the believers. Right? They serve as a reminder for the believers, and they are an opportunity to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? It's an opportunity to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time for making dua, especially to seek protection from its evil, because these are things we have no control over. Right? We absolutely have no control over it. We can create shelters, we can carry umbrellas, you know, we can try to hide in the basement, but the basement could get flooded, right? Because there's so much snow, it's melting, the water levels are rising in the ground has no capacity to absorb any more water, basements could get flooded, right? Roofs could be damaged, there could be leaks, there could be this, and that. People could fall outside because there's ice and then there's water on top. So there's many potential damages or dangers associated with it, so this is the time for seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any evil that may be associated with the type of weather, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could turn it around, make it beneficial for us, right? So if it comes down, in a moderate way, and it is used for the plants and they benefit from it, and we get an early spring, right? So we could benefit from it as well. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the evil of these clouds and this rain, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial for us. And it is also a time for seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally, right? So making any general dua, and it can also be a time of mercy. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our homes and our families and our wealth and our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our city. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our communities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us continued guidance. Ameen wa akhudawai. Alhamdulillah.